Welcome back to
It's All G.
So why
it's been a while.
It's been a long time, guys. Very long time. But that is because the last time the video came out was on my birthday and we had a blast.
Yeah.
My God. A real blast. I think
so, like, yeah, the week after that was just like, you
we
know,
couldn't
gone.
Yeah, the week after that we, now, you know, I think we're getting a little older, so it takes time for us to recover. It takes me like a week
if
or two.
If you party like that, yeah.
If you party like that, it takes me about a week or two. But we had such a ball. Oh my God, the music, everything. I don't know, we got to this point where I don't know how we...
Like, it's that, it's the Shoulders Ginsa.
So there's this drink at Shoulders called the Shoulders Ginsa. It's like juice. You just keep
it's
drinking.
It's literally like
drinking
Gatorade or juice. You know, you don't even taste the alcohol. Like, yeah. You just can't taste the alcohol. But we know there's loads of alcohol in it. So after a couple of those, you're just like, bam.
Couple like I remember like a bit of it, and then suddenly, bam, it's nighttime. And I was like, what did we
like,
do? Like, we were just dancing. And
I saw a story of us cutting the cake and of you cutting the cake.
Like,
and I was like, oh, I missed
this. Yeah,
the
cake out for me and he can't remember, but he was there. He was there. But that means it was just the best. It was such an amazing time. Like, we took Seth and Abby for the first bit of it. Seth and Abby loved the music. They were dancing a little bit and then they went home. And then we just boogied. I sounded so old there. But yeah, why are you looking at me?
No, keep talking because you keep interrupting me.
Sorry,
I'll let you talk
gosh.
And then when you're done, maybe I'll talk.
Okay, sorry, I'm done.
No, I'm not. No, you start the next topic.
Hey!
What do you want to talk about?
Okay, what are we talking about? Why did we miss? Okay, the kids have been really sick actually. And that is another reason why we didn't record. You can talk now.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah, it's just been like continuously they keep getting, you know, either fever or a cough. And I just think it's going around because everywhere we go, there's someone who's sick. And it's just in the air these days. So hopefully they get better, you know, because it sucks. When one gets sick, the other one's bound to get sick because they just keep swapping it between one another. And if Seth goes to school, he'll...
Yeah, he
like,
hasn't gone to school, actually, for a while.
I mean, because he's been sick. But then when he goes to school, he sometimes, most of the time, he comes back sick.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. It's just an uphill battle with kids, to be honest, and keeping them healthy.
And we actually took, not that we took Seth, we went to, I can't say the name, I'm not going to say the name, but we went to check a school out for him. Very exciting.
Well, a new nursery, so
a
to
new
speak.
New nursery, yeah.
Which will... You know, and it was very exciting to go there.
Yeah,
honestly.
It was really nice, and like it
why
felt.
Why can't we say the name?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious.
I mean, it's where he'll be going to school.
Yeah.
So it's the St. Thomas's Nursery in Mount Lavinia.
So we applied actually like 2 days ago. We applied.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. When we walked in there, it was like
the
very,
feeling was
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, very nice feeling.
Yeah. And like, you know, seeing, because it's the nursery is in between our middle school and upper school. So you also get to see like the kids running around and stuff like that, which Seth will really enjoy and like aspire to be there and look forward to, you know, being a part of it all. And it's near the tennis courts and the basketball courts. So, and also like I really enjoyed the fact that it's exclusively for Old Thomians kids. So that was kind of a cool thing. To, you know, to entice me to put Seth there. Because he's at a nursery right now, which is really great. But for him to transition into moving into, you know, school, I think it would be best for him to make some friends here and actually see, you know, what St. Thomas's is all about. And then slowly transition into first grade. Another exciting thing that happened while we were at the nursery was, like I said, so you can see the middle school kids. And all of a sudden, one kid from a class shouts, oh my God, that's Ashipu.
Oh my God. I didn't hear it, I didn't hear it.
It was the best. But so I was like, hey, Aship, wave.
And they're all like up there like,
they're all at the window like waving
like,
at her.
Oh my God,
it was
it was cute though. But I was like, oh my God. But yeah, now we're like talking to Seth about him, you know, going to a new school also. Because, you know, trying to get him excited. Now we said that, you know, Ranshan went, my dad went. Then Shehan went. So he keeps saying, oh, I'm going to Deda school, Ranshan school. How post school. So he's getting very excited about that, which is, and we keep talking about it. So it's good. Yeah.
We have to ease him into the transition also, because he does have his friends here. He's used to going to school here.
But actually now we realize, I realize he hasn't been to school for about 2 weeks now. So most of his friends now have left. Like, you know, most of them have left because they'll be going to international school and their term starts in September. So I think when he goes back, he might be like, hey, where's this one? Where's that one?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, that's gradually meant to happen, right? Like, it's unavoidable that these kids will eventually move out into their own schools. I mean, for example, Seth and his cousin might not even be going to the same school since my brother has different plans. But, you know, that's something that they'll have to get used to. And I think the best thing about this is that he's not going into first grade.
Yeah, he's going into nursery.
He's going to the nursery where it's still a little bit more fun and not classroom based stuff.
Hi guys, quick shout out. We are at the Sensory Station on Torrington Avenue.
This place is a parent's dream.
We've got
playhouses,
a pulpit, sensory tables,
and a massive outdoor area. So come on over to the Sensory Station,
where the fun never stops. Now back to the episode.
So he'll make some friends here who move into first grade, yeah, thing, which will kind of, you know,
and
hopefully
also,
make
like,
things easier.
We spoke to a lot of parents also. Like, I was still thinking whether to keep him another year in his current school. But then after talking to them, but they made so much sense. You know, now is the time where you make your friends and, you know, otherwise, when he goes into grade one, he might feel a bit out of place. So then I was just like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't overthink it at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, I was thrown into first grade.
Yeah, that's true.
You were thrown into first
grade. No, I went from
nursery. I went to ladies' nursery.
Yeah. Oh. But still, but.
Yeah, I didn't. But then, I mean, you have to make friends.
Yeah. But I wanted him anyway to get used to that also, because, you know, he goes into Sinhala medium, he goes into all that. Because right now in his current school, he's not learning any of that. So this is a good time for him to go.
And also good for him to realize how far he needs to go to school.
Yeah,
from now.
My God.
So that, you know, in future, he'll be like, all right. But like the carrot on the cake for him is definitely going to be the fact that his grandfather is close by.
Oh my God.
My father is going to be there like every day.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure to pick him up. Or like take him back to his place after school.
For sure.
Seth will love that too. Yeah. I mean, even now, almost every day he's like, can I go to Fafa's house?
Yeah.
By the way, he calls my dad Fafa. So he just, you know, they love each other and love spending time together. So it's nice to see how this dynamic evolves when he starts schooling at St. Thomas's.
That's it. And now Abby also will be starting school. She was actually supposed to start like tomorrow. But the thing is, she's really sick. She's got high fever, cough. So like we said, Seth got a cough and fever and now she's got it. So.
And the thing is, like, you know, it's really tough because they don't understand what's happening to them.
Yeah, like she doesn't understand the throat.
Yeah,
like
Seth also had phlegm and we're like, cough it up. But he doesn't understand how to do that, right? So he's like, you know, it's so hard not being able to help them in those situations, but rather just provide comfort, I suppose. But yeah, it's a learning experience. Abby is, you know, so different when she's sick to when she's not.
Yeah, she's like so normally.
Like Seth is mature, but Abby's like a real child.
She's running around, she's climbing everything, like anything. Now you just have to keep your eyes on her all the time because she's somewhere climbing the couch, climbing the table. And
it happens so fast.
It's so fast. And like she looks at you and she's like, Mama, Mama. Like she's trying to jump to show me.
That is because you get so agitated. She's like,
and like, she does that.
Even if she like climbs on the couch. So then now
she's
Abby knows.
Cheeky.
Abby knows that she can rile her up.
Yeah.
So she just like falls back on the couch and starts laughing.
And then she puts this massive big ball in her mouth. And then she goes, Mama. Like that. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I had a joke there, but I just, you know.
Please
let
don't.
That one pass.
But yeah, I mean, she's getting better though, so hopefully she'll start school soon.
Yeah, and then speaking on health complications, you know, I mean, we also have kind of had a few losses in the family and some friends as well, you know.
Who it's have, crazy, yeah.
Sadly, untimely passed away, you know, so it's been a really crazy time.
Yeah,
like,
and I'm
you
just
know,
thinking, like, you know, at such a young age, and now like I've been like getting panic attacks, like thinking, oh my god, like how are they like passing away so
young? Because like the first person was late 50s, then the next person we found out was early 50s, then the next person we found out was 30.
Like our age, you know. So I was just like, how
had
is,
a fit.
Yeah, how
so
is
like
this?
Little things like that kind of obviously have you know,
it like affects me, yeah,
her.
Like so that for me now I went and did my blood tests and all
yeah
that.
We went and got our
tests
done,
of
which
course
is absolutely necessary after
yeah,
you pass 30.
By the way, not even by after 30, I think a lot of people think that you're supposed to do it after 30, but I honestly think when you're 25 just do it, like what's
I mean that's your opinion. I think like after you're 30, because
until
I was 30, I could have drunk a bit of poison and still gotten away with it in a week, you know?
Oh, please, don't
I'm
be
just
stupid.
Like, I'm exaggerating for effect.
Yeah,
moment.
Yeah, okay. But still, I honestly think now, like, nowadays, like, you just have to check, you know, all the time and just check.
Yeah, no, definitely. An annual checkup, like, just make it
just
a thing.
Just once a year, like, just do it. Just do it once a year.
That's what annual means.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but no,
an
honestly,
annual checkup is, you know, something that everyone should do, and just to be sure that, like, you know, you don't have any complications that can just pop up out of nowhere and cause serious issue. So yeah, I mean, we did our tests and we know what we need to do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
need to obviously
be healthy,
start hitting the gym a little bit more.
Need to start in the gym.
Yeah.
But we're heading to Bali soon, so maybe after.
Yeah, so
that,
maybe like next week we'll pump out as much as we can, get some Bali bods. And then at the end of the month, you know, go there, have a good time.
Yeah.
It's our sister-in-law, Danny's
mom's birthday.
70th birthday.
70th birthday.
I don't know if I was supposed to reveal that. But like, you know, it's a big birthday, so we're going to Bali and it should be fun.
Exciting, taking the kids. Like, super excited.
Have you researched what we can do there for the
no,
kids?
No, I actually haven't researched. I need to research what we can do there.
We brought this conversation up how many times?
So
and every
many
single
times.
Time
I
you
have
said,
yeah.
Ah, yes, I must check what they can do.
I always like putting things off.
Yes, speaking of Bali, so only when we went to apply for the
visa I realized that my passport has expired. Not expired, it's expired.
Expired ring before, like, so you have to get a new one. And
so then I was like, oh my god. So then the next day got the documents, not next day, the week after. I should have actually done it a bit earlier, but no, I was like, it's okay. But anyway, went, did the, got all the documents, dragged Shehan with me, did the 1 day service. We were there 10 o'clock or 9:30, and we stood and waited till about 2:33 to give the...
The whole process took us that much time, right? From the start to the finish.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, fine.
Which wasn't so bad.
I mean, if we
found seats, it would have been better.
Yeah, that's
But for
true.
Some reason, Ashi had absolutely no interest in sitting.
Why?
So we stood the entire time, and I was just like, okay, fine, we'll stand. That's why
honestly,
we were so tired.
Why the heck didn't...
There were seats, you know, we could have just found us two
seats.
Yeah,
I just wanted to stand. I was just thinking, oh, it'll go fast. In my head. And
in her head, she's like, if we're standing, they'll call us sooner. But we were number 998 and it was like 400.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what you were thinking would happen.
But anyway,
like some miracle was around the corner. But yeah,
anyway, it was pretty straightforward, did it? Got home, and then I thought, okay, I told Shanna, I was like, shall I wait till, you know, I get the message saying your passport is ready? But then I looked at him, I was like, no, better.
Yeah, because anyways, you know, we were just like, you have to go there anyway.
Either way.
So might as well just go there and like chill.
So I went there at 5:30. I took my mother, I dragged my mother, because we were out pretty much the whole day and I didn't want to take Shan. I want Shan to stay with the kids. So I took my mom. So I sat and I waited. And I was wondering, even my number, the number after mine had already gone off. So I was like, what the hell is happening now? 6:30, 7:30. Suddenly, now they're like, okay, all these names that are announced, you have to go to the 29th counter or something, upstairs. So then they said, Ashara Romika Gunaratna. I was like, oh my god.
Ashara what?
Romika Gunaratna, that's my second name, by the way.
Romika.
So then I go upstairs and... they're just, so I have put on my
Job description.
My job description, I have put Ashara, not Ashara, Group PR Executive. But they didn't understand what PR meant. So I had to tell them, no, it's Public Relations executive. They're like,
oh. Yeah, like on a passport, like because when they saw my, PR, they would have thought permanent residence.
No, but in my previous passport, it had PR executive. So I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah, for sure.
So then was there till 8:30. But actually, as soon as I corrected it.
No, but why the other story? When we went in the morning and you went and you gave everything for that guy to check. And he was just like, this is not a serious letter. Like a company letter.
Yeah,
she got a letter from the company. But it's from her father. Her
obviously, I work for my father.
And, so. But he has to write, Ashera Romika works at, he has written, my daughter works at Harpo's. And that guy's like, you can't submit this. It was so funny.
But
like,
then I was like, but
laugh.
Then I looked at him and I was like, but that's the truth. And then he's like, okay, fine. Yeah, I guess that is the truth. But he took it anyway.
Then he was back to the 7:30.
So then when I went as a group PR executive, and then I was like looking at my mother. Now these two men who were sitting in front of me, they're laughing at me because I couldn't understand what they were saying. So I was like, what are you? So then I wrote group PR executive, public relations. And then they were like, okay, fine, now wait till your beautiful face comes on. And I was just like, oh my God, okay. And then my mother's like, this child has two kids. Two kids? What? So they honestly thought that I was like freaking 18 or 19 or something.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me of the story when she went to the doctor with her mother and our nanny. So our nanny needed to go to the doctor. So Ashi took the nanny with her mother and they went there. And now they're talking to the doctor and explaining the nanny's complications. And the doctor looks bewildered. He's like looking at the nanny, then looking at her mom, and then looking at her, and then...
What is the
He's
connection?
Just like, what is the connection here? So then she goes, this
she
is
looks,
my
yeah, she
this
looks
is my mother.
My,
and then she looks after my children. And the doctor's like, you have children? I thought you were 14. He was absolutely in shock. Like he couldn't understand what the dynamic of this, like, one lady, you know, a little older, then one lady in the middle, and then this kid, like, and the kid is explaining what's going on. So he's like, what is happening here?
Oh my God, it was so funny. And the thing is, when I dress like casual, I look like a real kid, honestly. Yeah. So he was just looking at me like, what on earth? And he was total take, like, he kept asking me questions.
After that, right?
And then he said, any problem, you let me know, and gave the numbers. So, so sweet.
Put a smile. Riz
oh
game there.
Gosh, but anyway, I finally got my passport at 8:30. As soon as I gave the correct this thing, like in like half an hour, 45 minutes, the passport was done.
Mm.
And I was very happy. Came
I mean,
back
yeah,
home.
The one-day service kind of stays true to its name. It's one-day service, which is amazing.
And they had to, I think they had to, there were about four or five people that there was a lot of corrections. So they kind of had to, you know, since it's one-day service, you can't say that you're giving it the next day. So there were like there were so many people that left, but there were like three people who had to stay there and make sure like these people are getting their passports, which is good because others are so stressed out thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to get my passport. But then I was thinking, imagine if I didn't go, they wouldn't have sent me a message saying that my passport is ready.
Yeah, but also you're not supposed to leave, technically.
Yeah, technically.
It's because we like, you know, have the convenience of leaving that we leave, but everyone else literally
true,
stays
yeah.
there the whole day till they get their passport.
Yeah, I guess
you know?
That's true, yeah.
So
but still, it was a good day.
Yeah, and I mean, we got the passport, so.
And it was like, and actually that week was so stressful also because I had put photo shoots, like three or four photo shoots in 1 week.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if you did that to try and like do a nice vlog.
No.
Or
I
whether
didn't
you just didn't think about
I
doing three photo
it,
shoots
I
for three properties
yeah,
in
I didn't
1 week.
Think,
it's just,
I just thought because even the photographer like Sampath wasn't free. So he said, these are the 3 days that I'm free. So I was like, oh yeah, just put it, why not? And I was like, oh my God, I was out every day, then getting props from my house, broke some plants from Shehaz. Yeah, it was quite
stressful. Suddenly I see like nice leaves and stuff in the photo shoot. I'm like, oh wow. I'm like, wait a minute, these look like my leaves? You see, they've broken like my plants, but yeah, it's okay.
But it was good, fun. Now I know not to...
The kids really missed you those
they
3 days.
Yeah,
sure,
I missed them as well.
You were out from morning till night.
Yeah.
Like, did you even get back before they went to sleep?
Yeah, I did. One day I did, but I used to sometimes like I would come, have lunch, go back. So I had that little bit, but I couldn't exactly like
spend time. No, because like, and the thing is, I don't know if it happens when I'm out of the house, but like they were like.
Yeah.
where's mama, you know, I mama, want mama. Mama, mama. And just like randomly, we'd be having fun, yeah. But then suddenly their Seth would be just like, I want mama. Where
yeah,
is she?
Same.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much why we've missed so much as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's been a hectic week. Time.
Yeah, so.
This July. I mean, from the start of July, it's just gotten super hectic.
Yeah.
But we hope to do better and be better and keep these episodes coming.
I hope you guys are enjoying it as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming back. And
yeah.
We hope to see you next time. Like we always say,
it's all G. This podcast is a Creator Cast production.